Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weather forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be partly sunny with a high near 51, calm wind becoming northwest around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 36, Wednesday sunny with a high near 53. And in the news and our continuing coverage of the upcoming 2022 midterm elections, today we focus on the 96th Wisconsin State Assembly, where Republican Lauren Oldenburg, who is the incumbent, is being challenged for the seat by Democratic candidate Jane Swigum. Oldenburg is a small dairy farmer from rural Viroqua. He was first elected to the Assembly in 2018, succeeding Lee Nearson, who was first elected to the Assembly in 2004, where he was the chair of the Committee on Agriculture. Nearson was one of only four Republicans in the Wisconsin Assembly to vote against Governor Scott Walker's controversial budget repair bill. Oldenburg sits on several committees, including the powerful Agricultural Committee, where he is vice chair. He authored Assembly Bill 220, which was signed into law on November 5th, 2021, and the bill is now officially Wisconsin Act 83. It requires school districts that operate a high school to provide information about the state's youth apprenticeship program. Oldenburg has been a reliable Republican vote in the Assembly, having supported all Republican legislation proposed in the last session. His political platform is based on a rights-based profile: rights for the unborn, rights for gun owners, and restricted federal intrusion to voter rights. He supports expanded broadband coverage in rural areas and funding for agriculture, job training, and public schools. As we have reported, Governor Evers has used the veto pen on 120 Republican proposals. One of the few tools he has had to defend his own agenda in a Republican-controlled legislature. Many of the bills Oldenburg has sponsored in the Assembly have been vetoed by the governor. Republican candidate for Governor Tim Michaels said he will revoke all of Evers' vetoes if he is elected. Jane Swigum is a Democratic candidate for the 96th Assembly. She is known as Nurse Jane to her supporters. She lives with her family in Gays Mills in Crawford County. Swigum has stated in her political profile that she is in favor of, quote, abortion rights, everyone deserves access to reproductive health care services, the rights to privacy and communicating with their doctor, and freedom to choose what's right for them, regardless of contrary religious beliefs. Health care reform: we can find common ground that will help thousands of Wisconsinites with profit caps on pharmaceuticals, expanded Medicaid and tighter controls on for-profit health insurance companies, and defending democracy. Voting is a fundamental right and the lifeblood of our democracy. We must ensure fair and accessible voting, voter registration, and mail-in ballots for everyone who is eligible, and reinstate drop-off boxes. On Wednesday, we will continue to review the differences of these two candidates as we near the general election on Tuesday, November 8th. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.